minute, folks. You ain't heard nothing yet.
This is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Melinda Miller, Lou Bring and his orchestra, and our guests, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
I'll keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Al Jolson. Well, I can just hear a little old lady out in Kansas say to her husband, "Honey, did you hear what the man said? It's Al Jolson." "Why, it couldn't be." And her husband says, "It shouldn't be." But it really is Al, folks, and I feel fine. Why shouldn't I? I'm finally on a show where I'm not a guest. You know, my friends at the golf club were pretty skeptical about my going back on the air. They said, "Al, you're no chicken anymore. Why don't you take it easy?" I said, "Boys, look, I've got to be in front of the people. That's what keeps Jolie going." Take Toscanini. He directs a big orchestra every week, and he's over 80. My friend said, "That's right, Al. When you were that age, you could have done it, too." But I'm so happy that my sponsors are the Kraft people. You know, when we first talked about doing the show, Mr. Kraft said to me, "Al, we want you to be happy. You're the boss on the show, and you can sing anything you want." Of course, he dropped a little hint that he'd like to hear Tootsie Tootsie Goodbye. But they left the whole thing up to me. So, folks, how'd you like to hear Mammy? So would I. But it's got to be Tootsie Tootsie Goodbye. After all, I'm the boss around here. I should live so long. Lou, start shooting. Yesterday I heard a lover sigh. Goodbye, only a lie. 7 times he got aboard his train, and 7 times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. The Cupid train that takes me away from you, no worse than tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me pretty and then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I never fail. And if you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Don't cry, Tootsie, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootsie, goodbye.
Thrifty food shoppers, here's a money-saving tip for you. Here's a fine protein food that actually costs less than it did a year ago. I mean Kraft's famous cheese food, Velveeta. Get delicious, smooth-melting Velveeta in the thrifty 2-pound size, so you have enough for sandwiches and for cooking. Use nutritious Velveeta in main dishes. For instance, macaroni in licking good Velveeta sauce, eggs in Velveeta sauce, and so on. Cook with Velveeta for thrifty, nutritious, good-eating main dishes. Tomorrow, get Kraft's famous Velveeta in the 2-pound economy size.
Wait a minute, come here, come here. What were you doing?
If I told you I was playing the piano, you wouldn't believe me.
You know, Oscar, I just took a look at you. You ought to get outdoors once in a while and relax.
I'm always outdoors. Look where I play my concerts. Lewiston Stadium, Robin Hood Dell, Hollywood Bowl. Why do you suppose I came on your program?
I don't know.
I wanted a roof over my head.
Yeah. You should have stayed with information, please. Listen.
I wanted a roof over my head.
I know. I just stuck. Listen, Oscar, I heard you in the Hollywood Bowl, and you were great. But you know something? You played awfully long. Did you get paid by the hour that night?
Al, if you'll help me with the one-syllable words, I'll try to explain it to you. I played a Greek concerto and a Tchaikovsky concerto.
Mm-hmm.
Each one took 35 minutes.
But, Oscar, look, there were such long numbers. Why did you play two of them?
Because I'm a pig.
You took that one-syllable word right out of my mouth. But honestly, son, I got to give you credit. You kept right on playing even when those airplanes were flying over the bowl. Tell me something, Oscar. Didn't that bother you?
No, I arranged that with American Airlines.
What arranged with American Airlines?
I had to fly over during the hot parts.
Oh.
In fact,
yeah,
I'm the only one to play Grieg's Concerto for piano and Constellation.
Too clever. Listen, not long ago I read that you played for President Truman and the Supreme Court.
That's right.
Well, what did the Supreme Court say about your music?
They voted 8-1 for conviction.
That means that there's one man on the bench who doesn't know music, huh?
Yeah, that's the same guy who liked the Jolson story.
Now, wait a minute. Oscar, don't pick on that picture. It made money every place it played.
What about England? How about that 75% tax they have on pictures?
Ah, we got around that with the Jolson story. We just showed him the first 25% of my life, man.
They're lucky over there.
I don't like that.
They don't have to hear you after your voice changed.
Now, look, Oscar, look, the way we're talking, people will think you're mad at me.
I am. I started playing before and you stopped me.
I'm sorry, Oscar. Forgive me, boy. You go right over there, sit down, and play your big fat head off. Now, what are you going to play pretty for the people?
I'm a genius. I can play anything.
All right, go ahead and play anything.
I won't play anything. I'll play what I please.
Thank you.
Buster, that's what I call high-class bleep bloop. But you're not the only genius we have around here. I'm a little bit of a genius. You know, I wrote a song once. Well, I didn't exactly write it. I wrote it down. A guy named Emil Waldtaufer wrote the music. But I added some pretty stuff, and I called it All My Love.
It's for you alone. It will still keep growing when most of the love has flown. And all my love is forever new. It was just created, my dear, to be shared with you. As the years unfold, they can only bring just the constant joy of an endless spring. And our dreams untold that were so ideal will all fade as we make them real. I promise this by the stars above. Here that I'll stand all my life giving you all my love.
Oscar boy, tell me, did you like that?
I wasn't listening.
Coming from you, that's a great compliment.
You know, I was just thinking of your picture.
Again?
There's one thing that always bothered me.
What's that?
Well, near the end of the movie, you're singing to a nightclub audience.
Yeah?
And you were never in better voice.
Give it to me.
It was full of emotion and power and warmth.
And what happens? Your wife gets up and walks out. Why was that?
She couldn't stand it.
That's what I thought, but I didn't want to say so. I hate to be nasty.
Yeah.
Hello, Al. Hello, Oscar.
Hello there, honey. Oscar, aren't you going to say hello to Milena Miller?
No, I don't talk to pretty girls. It disturbs me. And besides, I got a wife and three kids. If I say hello to this dame, tomorrow morning, Hedda Hopper will have me in Reno.
What's wrong with him?
Don't worry about Oscar, honey. You know people who say they hate themselves in the morning? Well, Oscar starts in the night before.
Oh, you boys are wonderful. The way he plays and the way you sing.
Yeah.
I'd give anything if I could sing like you, Al.
Don't say that. You're too pretty to sing bad, don't you? But look, honey, go right in there and give out in your own sweet way. Come on, take it.
You're just too marvelous for words like Gloria, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough. Tell enough, I mean they just aren't well enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very, too
Markets offer big baking onions, cabbage, cauliflower, eggplant, green peppers, and big juicy broiling tomatoes. These are what we sometimes call the Velveeta sauce vegetables because they taste so good served with a rich golden cheese sauce made with Kraft smooth melting cheese food. And what a good idea, what a thrifty idea it is. For a main dish, have a wonderful vegetable platter with plenty of smooth golden Velveeta sauce to add fine cheese flavor and fine protein, too. And it's a cinch to make that cheese sauce. Just melt a half pound of Velveeta in the top of the double boiler and then stir in 1/4 cup of milk. Yes, Kraft's smooth melting Velveeta turns the trick just that fast. Get Velveeta tomorrow, enough for snacks and sandwiches and cooking. Get Kraft's famous Velveeta in the thrifty 2-pound loaf. Remember, you can depend on Kraft for quality.
Bergen?
Yes, Charlie?
Bergen, who is that old geezer out there?
Huh? Charlie, show a little respect. The old geezer is Al Jolson.
That's Al Jolson?
Yes, Charlie, you should know who Al Jolson is.
Yeah?
Yes. I took you to see the Jolson story, you know.
Oh, yeah. My. He's much better looking on the screen than you.
Charlie, you didn't see Mr. Jolson on the screen.
No.
You heard his voice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And a great voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Al Jolson is the world's greatest entertainer, and I hope someday you'll do as well.
Yeah, well, but he isn't saddled with a no-talent partner like I am.
Charlie, we're keeping Mr. Jolson waiting. Now, one more thing. He will no doubt want to sing one of the songs that he made famous.
Yeah.
So it would be nice if you showed a little enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm. How can I show any more enthusiasm? Every time you turn on the radio, you'll hear Jolson singing, "It isn't raining rain, you know, it's raining violets." Oh, I've never heard of raining violets. Everybody knows it's raining cats and dogs.
Well, I think that's enough of that. Let's go over and say hello to him.
Okay. Hiya there, Al.
Hello, Edgar. Ah, gee, swell of you to come over here on my opening show. And what a pleasant surprise. Hello, Charlie McCarthy.
Hello, H.C. Olsen.
Charlie, you remember what we discussed.
Oh, yeah. Asa, I heard you sing a moment ago.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, Charlie boy, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Well, that's the way I feel about it.
Nice piece of wood, that kid. DiMaggio should have used him for a bet today.
You know... I was hoping you'd say a few words to Charlie about your career.
Yeah.
It should be an inspiration to any young man.
Thanks, Edgar, thanks. You know, every career starts from an inspiration.
Uh-huh.
Take me. One day when I was a little tiny kid, I was sitting in the parlor listening to Rudy Vallee.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute, Asa. Could this be the truth?
Charlie, I swear it on a stack of my latest albums. That's Decca, of course.
Yeah. That's a plug, of course.
Yeah. And by the way, they're selling like hotcakes.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. My Victrola doesn't play hotcakes. Well,
Edgar, couldn't you run this kid into shop for repairs?
Oh, Asa, never mind the gory stuff about the records. You were in a lot of Broadway shows now.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. And you could let a friend have some phone numbers if you wanted to. But...
You mean, you want to get filled in on the fillies?
Yeah. You must have that dilly of the little black book, haven't you, Al?
Sure have, Charlie. I always took down the names of the girls in my shows.
Sure.
Let's see. Here's a couple of nice little numbers.
I got my pencil.
Uh-huh. Sophie Tucker. Fanny Bryce. Blanche Ring.
Well, that's the first edition if I ever heard one. Thank you very much, Curly.
Oh, I know.
Well, maybe you'd better tell Charlie when you started your radio career.
Well, in 1933, believe it or not, I opened the Scraps Music Hall.
Yeah.
And then after a while, a younger man, Bing Crosby, took my place. But now Crosby's older than I am, so I'm taking
it. What is this,
sir?
In an old man's home?
Hello, Edgar. What's this juvenile delinquent doing here? I thought reform school opened a month ago.
Charlie, you know Oscar Levant. You heard him play the piano a little while ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, give him another beer and tell him to get lost.
Charlie. Oscar happens to be one of the greatest piano players in the world.
So?
Why, the Republicans are thinking of running Oscar for president. So they can get a better grade of music in the White House.
I think it'd be quite novel to have a man like Oscar Levant for president.
I don't think I can handle it. I'd have to learn to play with one hand so I could veto with the other.
Oscar, have you ever tried playing piano by ear?
Why should I?
Well, they're much longer than your fingers.
Oscar, I feel this is an opportune time to ask you something. You know, Charlie has reached the age when he needs a little cultural background, especially music. Now, he doesn't practice his piano. Do you think we could make him into a violin player?
It would be easier to make him into a violin.
Oscar, leave that little boy alone. After all, him and me has got a lot in common.
Yeah.
We both work from one knee, you know.
Stop dilly-dallying, Al. Climb down there on the floor and start working, huh?
Well, you talked me into it. Climb up on my knee, sonny boy. Though you're only three, sonny boy. You've no way of showing, there's no way of knowing what do you mean to me, sonny boy? When there are gray skies.
What don't you mind in the least?
I don't mind the gray skies.
What will I do to them?
You'll make them blue.
What's my name?
Sonny boy.
What will friends do to you?
Friends may forsake me.
What will you let them do?
Let them all forsake me.
What will you still have in the end?
What? I'll still have you.
What's my name?
Sonny boy.
Where am I sent from?
You're sent from a heaven.
Have I any special value?
And you know your worth.
What will I do?
You'll make a heaven.
For who, right where, on what?
For me, right here on earth.
God bless me.
When I'm old and gray, dear.
You want me to promise something?
Promise you won't stray, dear.
Give me good reason.
I need your soul.
What's my name?
Sonny boy. And now, folks, I got a little song I think you're going to like. When I first heard this song, I was just a kid. I was living in a room. A room. It was a broom closet down on 14th Street, right across from Lou Shaw's restaurant. For those of you who don't know, that was a store club of the 90s. What fancy people went there. Diamond Jim Brady, Lillian Russell. And what food they served. I could see it through the window. I could even smell it. I'd stand there because I could hear the orchestra playing all the hit songs of the day. And I'll never forget the thrill I got one rainy night. It was the night I first heard Jim Thornton's great song, When You Were Sweet 16. All the years in between haven't dimmed the feeling of that moment. Because even today,
When I sing Sweet 16, I'm a young kid again, standing out there on 14th Street in the rain. When first I saw the love light in your eyes, I dreamed the world had not the joy for me. And even though we drifted far apart, I never dreamed of what I dreamed of again. I love you as I never loved before. Since first I met you on the village green, come to me, am I dream of love is all. I love you. When you were sweet, when you were sweet, 16. That's all for tonight, folks. Good night, everybody.
At the Bergen and Solomon Coffee appears with the courtesy of Standard Brand, the makers of Tasty Time Bun Coffee. Tune in again next Thursday for the Kraft Music Hall starring Al Jolson, with Oscar Levant, Lana Miller, and Lou Bing, Barkerson Chorus. Our special guest, Lars Melchior. This is Ken Carpenter saying good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.